Ah.
Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. Am I speaking with Andy?
Yes, you are.
Oh, excellent. I'm just reaching out to you in regards to the case of Eric Reed
Yes.
to make you a few quick questions about the case. So first, we want to know if there's any update in Eric's information in the last 3 weeks, like the address, phone number, or if everything is still the same.
I'm sorry, man. You said, well, hold on 1 second, please.
Yeah.
Okay, you said the address?
I mean, I want to know if the address has been updated in the last 3 weeks or if everything remains the same. We still have 1339 South Rubia Street.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one
Absolutely.
Still correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, excellent. Also, we want to know if Eric has been admitted into a hospital in the last 3 weeks or no?
No.
Okay, excellent. And finally, we want to know if there's any complaint about the service, something you need to report, or if everything is going fine right
yeah,
now.
It is a complaint. It is a complaint. I don't like the way the communication has been. I've called several times, left several messages. I also emailed, and no one has ever called me back, nor have they answered any one of my emails.
I mean, who were you trying to reach?
You all. I know Carla deals with you, but we were dealing with, I can't think of her name off the top of my head now. But I emailed her several times, and I've called several times and left messages. And no one has answered me back. They have not given me the common courtesy to answer me back by telephone or by email. I expressed the way I felt to, I guess, the service guy who comes out and, you know, visits and all that. I expressed my discontent with him, and he was trying to help me. But before we became clients of Family First, it was overwhelming emails and communication. That's what made me go to you guys for your services, because I thought you were great on communication. Now that we've been clients, and if I had a problem, you become very lax. And no one could give me the common courtesy to answer a telephone call or an email. That's horrible.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear about that inconvenience, but, well, I am the new coordinator of the case, but myself, I don't have so far any call from you or email. Maybe the person that you were trying to reach was someone else. So what I will do to
well,
make sure
that
doesn't happen in the future.
Yes, because she could have transferred the calls or the information to you. I even left one on the answer service when you were off for the holiday.
Yeah, that's why I was going to say that for this to not happen in the future, I will send you my personal contact information. So if you need something from the agency, you can contact me directly. Okay.
Thank you, because I was about to switch services, honestly, because I didn't like the disrespect. So thank you for that. Yes.
Absolutely. No worries. I will just give me 5 minutes and I will be sending my information to you via text message. Okay. You will get my phone number and my email.
All right. Thank
okay?
you. Mm-hmm.
My pleasure. And is there anything else that you might
no.
need to report?
Nope. I'm just going to say no.
There's no worries. Okay. So just wait for my message. And in that case, you can reply my message just to make sure that you received it. Okay?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you guys provide assistance, or this is what it's coordinative care? Because now he can't walk. And I was trying to inquire about services, maybe for a nurse to come out and, you know, take his vitals and just make sure he's okay. Do you all provide services like that, or do I need to go another direction?
No, I mean, for a specific nurse, you might need to speak with your insurance.
Okay, no problem. Okay, I'll call them.
Do you have the service coordinator information from your insurance or no?
I do, but if you can send that to me, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me confirm. I see the service coordinator. It shows me to Nicole and also... Yeah, sure. So let me provide you both phone numbers. I will send that to your next message, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Have a good day too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.